It is all about the relationship.
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. John 5:39-40.
Your everlasting Father wants you to know that it is important for you to study the scriptures diligently because they testify about him. But above all, it is through your personal, intimate relationship with God that you will come to know him and enjoy the abundant life he offers you.
So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45.
Today I bless you with a special anointing to embrace that God made you for himself. He delights in the relationship, the connectedness, the closeness with you. He became a life-giving spirit to you, in whom lives the God of hope, the Spirit of truth, the Lord of peace, the light of the world, and the God of all comfort.
As it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who comes from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. 1 Corinthians 2:9-12.
Capture that no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, who searches all things, even the deep things of God. Capture that God wants to reveal to you, through his Spirit, these deep things of God, how much he loves you and what he has prepared for you, because you love him. I bless you to recognize that apart from the scriptures that testify about God, you have received the Spirit who is from God, so you may have a relationship with your everlasting Father. I bless you to come to him through his Spirit, so you may have life. I bless you.